USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. President Joe Biden on Wednesday announced his long-awaited plan to deliver on a campaign promise to provide $10,000 in student debt cancellation for millions of Americans and up to $10,000 more for those with Pell Grants. Borrowers who earn less than $125,000 a year or families earning less than $250,000 would be eligible for the $10,000 loan forgiveness. As Ukraine observed both its Independence Day and the six-month anniversary of Russia's invasion on Wednesday, Moscow aimed a deadly missile strike at a train station in the country's southeast, killing at least 22 and injuring dozens more. President Vladimir Zelensky called on all nations to unite against Russia to prevent further disaster.
So there are no more traces of Russian missiles and no more cities burned by Russian artillery, so that there would be no threat of a radiation catastrophe ever again.
This is USA Radio News.
Whether you're taking your pets on the road or a walk around the block, you need to be aware of heat stroke. Hi, I am Dr. Jose Arce, immediate past president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. It's important that pets get out and enjoy the warm weather and fresh air, but here are some reminders to help keep your pets safe in the heat. Tune into the day's forecast to see how hot it will be. Limit exercise on hot days or schedule walks earlier or later on the day when it's cooler. If outside, stay on the grass instead of the hot pavement. Make sure your pet has unlimited fresh water and access to shade. Never leave your pet in a closed vehicle. And leave your pet at home in air conditioning when you go out. If you see signs of heat strokes in your pet, such as excessive panting, drooling, unsteadiness, or abnormal gum and tongue color, call your veterinarian or nearest emergency clinic. For more info on summer pet safety, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
Financial relief for some. Director of the U.S. Domestic Policy Council, Susan Rice, made an appearance at Wednesday's White House press briefing to talk about the president's executive order aimed at tackling student debt. The plan targets people making less than $125,000 a year, canceling out a total of somewhere between $300 and $500 billion in debt. Rice said the administration wants to focus on the overall structure of loan repayments.
This new plan protects more low-income borrowers from making any payments and caps monthly payments for undergraduate loans at 5% of a borrower's discretionary income.
Wednesday on Fox News, former Trump counselor Kellyanne Conway argued that the Democrats' surprise win in a New York special election wasn't a strong indicator for the midterms. She also provided reaction to Biden's student loan decision.
You just start spending money like drunken sailors, and that's what Biden's Washington is doing. And by the way, Biden is going to be on the ballot everywhere in November. That's why nobody wants to campaign with him.
This is USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
A new lawsuit has exposed a deep rift between two of Paul Newman's daughters and the late actor's charitable foundation, funded by profits from the Newman's own line of food and drink products. The daughters, Susan Kendall Newman and Nell Newman, allege their own charity organizations are both supposed to receive $400,000 a year from the Newman's Own Foundation under a mandate by their dad, but the foundation has cut those payments in half in recent years. PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan addressed the media to discuss new initiatives for the PGA Tour. He said he would not lift the suspension on golfers who defected to the LIV Golf Series.
They've joined the LIV Golf Series, and they've made that commitment. So as I've been clear throughout, every player has a choice, and I respect their choice. But they've made it. We've made ours. We're going to continue to focus on the things that we control and get stronger and stronger. And I think they understand that.
And an NFL Hall of Fame quarterback has passed away.
Len Dawson, who led the Kansas City Chiefs to a victory in Super Bowl IV, passed away Wednesday at 87. Back in the day when gambling allegations surfaced from an acquaintance, Len responded.
And they were trying to determine what to do about the situation. And I can remember they're all sitting around. I said, why don't we tell them the truth?
Mr. Dawson was elected into the Hall of Fame both as a player and as a broadcaster. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.